We're chatting today with one of City of Moreton's success stories. He was Moreton Bay Citizen of the Year 2023, AMP Tomorrow Maker 2022 and 2023. He won the Paul Harris Fellowship Award in 2023 and he's a member of BNI Gateway. Right here in the studio, we are welcoming Nick Steiner, the recipient of all those awards. But today we are talking Chambers of Commerce and in particular, the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce, of which Nick is president. Gosh, there's a lot of things you've done. Welcome to the studio, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
Nick, there's a few things you want to share with our business community.
Look, I've been a busy little bee and we have a very exciting region at the moment before the Olympics and a lot of things are happening. And I just wanted to share a few things with the listeners, the people who are in business, to really get involved with their local chambers. I moved into the chamber for a strategic shift for networking. So for those who don't know about me, I run the Mini Farm Project. We're a charity that's working to build farms to feed Aussies in need. Right now, 33% of all households across Australia are experiencing food insecurity. So our proposition is let's actually build some farms, grow the food and give it away for free and make meals every single week. So the problem that we have in the, or the challenge I should say, in the charitable space is donations are drying up because of cost of living. So now it's about how do we fund charitable initiatives? Now it's about going into business, products, networking, connections. And that's why the move into the BNI space and also the chamber space. And as a charity leading a chamber, everyone's like, oh, what are you doing in this space? It's like, well, we're now looking at investing into products and also businesses so we can actually self-fund our own charity. So that's the important component. And one of the most important aspects of a chamber is actually the connection that you make with other businesses in your region. And it's those vital connections where then you can refer business to each other. So it's business by referral, which is a BNI model. Also events where we're connecting in with local, state and federal government representatives. For example, on the 18th of February, we have our second pub chat, which is a free event for our members and visitors. It'll be at Buddy Brewing. And we have our Fab Four local councillors coming, Councillor Adam Hain, Brooke Savage, Mark Booth, and Tony Ladder.
Wow, all major personalities.
All major personalities. Yep. Yeah, so it's a great way for businesses to connect in with local representatives. We are going to have state and federal and future events. We also have breakfast every other alternate month. So we have morning meetings and evening meetings. And then we've got a couple of exciting larger events planned for this year, including our Improve Your Business series with our business coach, Lauren. We're doing an online series at the moment. And then we're going to be doing some larger events during the year where businesses can come together and actually help improve their business strategies, their planning, and questions and answers with them as well.
That's amazing. It's really important too that you can get the local councillors come to your meetings and people can just approach them and talk to them. And all four of them are very open to questions and chats.
It was perfect. Last year we did a trial run at the end of the year and it worked perfectly. Had a great attendance rate. Look, the attendance rate for some chambers is very low because everyone's busy.
Yes.
And we're noticing a lot of businesses struggling, so they're busy trying to keep their business going. It's important to get out to these events when you can, and we're getting some really great numbers coming to them because we're adding value, and that's the most important thing. As opposed, you know, there's an event now for opening up an envelope, and everyone's event fatigued. So we only do significant events for our members, and then everything else will be online.
Yes, I remember when I was back in business, the chamber was a major networking opportunity for me. I met so many other businesses and we actually referred to each other and it actually built my business being part of the chamber. And I found that very advantageous.
Oh, it is. It is. And we've got a really great committee now. Like, obviously, for those people who know Paul Garcia is my VP. Trish Springsteen is my VP number two. She's from Purple Unicorn. She's really great.
And BPW.
Yeah. Very well connected. Candice Kiss from Annie Lane. She's on our committee.
Wow.
So Businesswoman of the Year, multi-award winning Moreton Bayer. And, you know, we've got a host of people with skills who are very excited driving the new chapter of our chamber.
Yep. All members. Very approachable.
Very approachable. Yeah, My policy is we must make ourselves available for members,
yes,
connect with them, and we need to bring value and advocacy. So I'm trying to launch an advocacy program this year. So we're surveying all our members, surveying the business community. You know, what's your pain points? What's your red tape points? What are your issues? How can we address those with local, state and federal governments as well? And we can only do that when we have a number of more members and also interested parties to give us that data as well.
And you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
And you've got to learn.
Yeah.
And talking to other business people is just amazing.
It's all about connection. And with the chamber, I've actually now made connections which will help the charity.
Which is fantastic. It was what you went in to do, but it's just been a plus, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's a strategic shift and it's a mindset plan. So some people think, oh, I've got to go do this networking. It's like, no, I get to network.
Yes.
I get to actually meet 30 people who may have business referrals for me where I can make money, or I may be able to refer somebody else as well.
And it's an enjoyable experience. Yeah. You're interacting with other people.
Yeah.
You're not talking to customers and in that mindset, you're in a different mindset where you're talking to your peers and you're learning about your business and their business. It's just so advantageous. I just love the whole setup.
You're building a relationship, not selling a product.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no pressure on you. You've just got to go and talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a skill in itself.
It is. And I think the environment that we foster is comfortable, so people can actually let their guards down a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you when you go to networking events, you see those wallflowers, they giggle and have champagne and then they disappear into the night.
Yep.
Then you see the people who have business cards and go, here's my product. It's like, you've got to pull back a bit and you've got to come out a bit and you've got to meet halfway.
Yep.
So it's about fostering those environments where you become comfortable to meet other people.
Yep.
And also then if you are shy, somebody actually comes up and talks to you and then introduces you to others. So sometimes you need some assistance.
Yes.
You know, 100%. A lot of us are shy in some way or another. So we provide those services.
And it teaches you to interact with other people. And do you learn the elevator skill?
The elevator pitch, 30-second pitch?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we'll be touching that into the Improve Your Business series.
Oh, that's good.
But we do what Mark Ryan does, where everyone stands up and tells a little bit about yourself, your name, your business, what you do, and we ask for a referral. So everyone knows, okay, old mate's over there is a dentist looking for some more patients. I can maybe refer somebody if I know somebody's looking for a dentist. You know, that kind of thing as well.
And that teaches you a little bit of public speaking. So it takes away the fear. And everybody's a little bit nervous about introducing themselves.
There's still quite a lot of nervous people. So it is a bit of a safe space. And obviously the pub chats are great because you get a beer. It's a free event. You buy a beer at the counter. So, you know, you drop some of those walls.
Yes.
And the breakfast events at Gather and Feast, there's great food, great coffee, and it's a relaxing environment as well. So you're in a safe space.
And a lovely way to start your day.
Oh, the food is sensational. Yes. What Candice has done with her three venues is very amazing.
Well, the awards speak for themselves, don't they?
Yeah,
she's done so very well.
Yeah.
And that's hospitality. You've got so many different people, different walks of life to, you know, your business. You're going to find somebody there that you can talk to about your business.
Yeah.
And if you've got fears and you're worried about something, don't keep it to yourself. Go and talk to somebody. Like you said, it's a safe place. Your privacy would be protected 100%.
Oh, exactly. So, and, you know, if people are still concerned, we have Trish who teaches people how to speak in public and, you know, coaches them along, which is great.
Yeah, she's a business coach as well.
Oh, yeah, she is, yeah.
So, yeah, fantastic. So anything else that you wanted to talk about today?
Well, I just wanted to share with everyone listening that we are now in a very exciting growth stage.
Tell us about it up to
the Olympics. I keep saying to people, we're in a gold rush. We've got the Olympics coming in 32. We've got this big multi-billion dollar development in the top part of Moreton Bay. We've got multiple hotels, office space construction happening in Caboolture itself. We've got a lot of residential happening. We have 250 people coming into Moreton Bay region every week. The white paper has just been released by council towards 1 million. What does that look like? The infrastructure, what's going to happen for business? I'm saying to businesses, now is the time to make bank. We should all be making money because we're coming to a point where a lot of people are looking to our region. So how do we do that? One of the best ways to do that is connect with your chamber. Obviously, some people not in our area, but you know, the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce is looking for new members. We're looking to connect in with local, state, and fed. We're looking to advocate, looking to provide training, and looking to support businesses to actually capture this moment to make a lot of impact and money from these opportunities.
Yes, and as a business, you need to embrace it and move forward. Otherwise, you'll get left behind.
Exactly.
And we don't want that.
Yep.
We want you to move forward.
Don't miss the gold rush. I missed Bitcoin in 29. And I'm killing myself for it. I was like, I wouldn't have any funding problems with the charity. And I won't miss another opportunity. So this is why we're connecting with significant people in the Moreton Bay area, significant businesses. There's opportunities everywhere. It's just what you make of it.
Yep. So you just need to be brave and make contact.
That's it.
How do people contact you, get on board?
Well, they can search Greater Chamber of Caboolture Commerce on Facebook. They can go greatercaboolture.com.au to our webpage.
Greatercaboolture.com.au. Yep.
Oh, that's excellent. Or search us on Facebook or LinkedIn.
Excellent. Well, there you go. So thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
Having you today. That was Nick Steiner, President of the Caboolture Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us and sharing what's on the agenda for 2026. Check out our other podcast designed to keep your business abreast of the latest news, from grants to using AI to leveraging best outcomes. Be informed and connected with your local business community on 1015fm.com.au.